Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the Fertilizer Institute testified recently before the Surface Transportation Board and emphasized that the ongoing need for the freight rail industry to shift its focus towards customer service and growth. Now, the fertilizer industry, it says, has long relied on rail service for the efficient and safe transport of its product, but has struggled with declining service quality, increasing rates, and a lack of attention to customer needs. TFI Vice President of Government Affairs Ryan Bowley says the fertilizer industry is heavily reliant on rail and can't afford to see continued stagnation in freight rail service. He also pointed to data showing that while rail employment has dropped and carloads have declined, rail rates have surged. Between 2005 and 2017, rates for transporting critical farm inputs like anhydrous ammonia increased by more than 200%. And these price hikes, they say, and inconsistent service make it very difficult for fertilizer companies across America to meet the delivery demands of U.S. farmers today. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.